Instructions for this exercise are available in the book, The Extraordinary Gift of Being Ordinary, Finding Happiness Right Where You Are, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. For more information, please visit drronsiegel.com.
Mindfulness of Breath. This exercise can be done for any length of time. We're going to do it for about 20 minutes now. It's usually helpful to find a relaxed yet alert and dignified posture. While you can practice mindfulness sitting, standing, or lying down, if you're in a chair, you might try imagine that there's a string tied to the top of your head, pulling up toward the sky, gently elongating your spine. This can help you to feel a posture of alertness and dignity that will make it easier to pay attention. So once you've found an alert and dignified posture, gently close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so, and begin to notice what's happening in the body. Notice the contact between your feet and the floor, the backs of your legs and the chair. Notice any other sensations that are most predominant. You'll also notice, if all is going well right now, that you're already breathing. In fact, the breath is happening by itself. See if you might begin to narrow your attention to the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath. You'll notice that the breath occurs in complete cycles, from the beginning of an in-breath to a point of relative fullness and back to the end of an out-breath. See if you might begin to follow the breath through these full cycles. Feeling all of the sensations of the in-breath, that moment between the in-breath and the out-breath, and then all of the sensations of the out-breath. You may notice that there's a lot going on here. The breath has its own texture, its rhythm. Without straining, see if you might notice the sensations of the breath and be with them in as much detail as possible. Now, it would not be unusual for thoughts to enter the mind. That's okay. They're our friends. Our brains actually evolved to think. But rather than follow thoughts as we normally do, getting lost in the stories, the narratives, the planning and remembering, as soon as you notice that your attention has left the breath and gone off into a chain of narrative thought, just gently and lovingly bring the attention back to the sensations of breathing. This can be a little like puppy training. The mind scampers off into a chain of thought. We gently and lovingly bring it back to the sensations of the breath. Then it scampers off in another direction, and we bring it back again. We're not trying to control the breath in any way. In fact, however it appears to us is perfectly fine. If it's rapid and shallow, we just practice being with rapid and shallow breathing. If it's long and deep, we practice being with long and deep breathing. The idea is to open to whatever arises in your awareness and gently cultivate an attitude of loving acceptance. The good news is, it's impossible to fail at this. Should you find that the mind is frisky and jumping all over the place, just practice being with a frisky and jumpy mind. If it's sleepy, practice being with a sleepy mind. If it's calm and focused, practice being with a calm and focused mind. see if you might cultivate an attitude of interest and curiosity in the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath, and in everything else that arises in your awareness. You might notice that judgments arise in the mind. I like this, I don't like this. I'm good at this, I'm not good at this. Notice that those judgments too are simply thoughts, and we can allow them to come and go like the other thoughts. Thoughts can simply arise and pass like clouds in a vast sky. Sometimes as we practice, discomfort will arise. Maybe it's an itch somewhere on the body or an ache. That's actually a very special practice opportunity. I invite you should discomfort arise, instead of doing what we normally might, like scratching the itch or adjusting our posture to relieve the ache, try instead at first to simply turn your attention gently to the sensations of discomfort. Let the breath be a little bit more in the background, and just notice the texture, the feel, changes that happen in the sensations of discomfort. Let them be the object of your awareness for a little bit. You don't have to be stoic about this. If you're really uncomfortable, go ahead and scratch or shift your posture. But if you can, try the experiment first and see what happens to discomfort when we don't actually do anything to try to resolve it. If, as sometimes happens, the discomfort becomes less intense, you can allow it to shift to the background and bring the attention back to the in-breath and the out-breath. Breathing in, we're being aware of breathing in. Breathing out, we're being aware of breathing out. Just bit by bit, allowing our attention to shift from the thought stream where we spend so much of our day to the moment-to-moment sensations of being present. Just being here and now with an attitude of loving acceptance. And to bring this practice to a close, I'm going to ring a bell 3 times, and I invite you to just listen to the sound of the bell through the 3 rings until the sound trails off and can no longer be heard.